Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just talking about him. He'll be at Festa Italiana this weekend. Please welcome to the program, Sal Valentinetti. Good morning, Sal. How are you?
Good morning. It sounds very serious that I jumped into this conversation here.
Oh, my God, Sal. Is your mom listening?
I'm hearing about health care. Oh,
well, you know, I can't talk about it. All day.
Nobody out there wants to be taking care of me and Tommy. Trust me.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you got a rich diet.
Take care of ourselves.
Sal. Sal. Sal, listen up. Sal, you're coming to town. You're going to be at Festa this weekend.
I am.
You're a Jersey guy, right? You're from New Jersey.
No. Oh, my God. Jersey.
Page,
do I smell
York.
That bad? I'm from Long Island. Yeah.
Long Island?
Oh, Long Island. Oh.
Yeah.
Where?
I'm from Beth. You know where they play? You know where they play the U.S. Open?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm right across the street. I get golf balls in the back windshield of my Cadillac.
Wait a minute.
This year they played the U.S. Open right up.
In my backyard, yeah. Sal, up at Erin Hills is where they played the U.S. Open this year.
Come on, Sal.
We must be related.
There's a tunnel between the two of us.
I got to ask you, how, you know, you're 22 years old, Sal. You're a crooner. You're an old school guy. You're put on a suit.
Is this Bob or Brian?
Bob.
Doesn't matter, Sal. Just get through it.
I should tell you, I'm not 22 yet. I turned 22 on August 26th, just in case anybody wants to send me something nice. You know what I mean?
Something nice like what? Cufflinks?
You a Leo?
Wallet?
I could choose a new set of cufflinks. I could use a new pair of tuxedo shoes.
Okay.
You know, okay.
I'll
register online.
All right.
Don't worry.
You have a great voice. How do you wind up doing the standards? Didn't you want to pick up a guitar and get after it or anything like that?
I love this music. See, when I was very young, I was in preschool. After school, I'd go to my grandmother's house, and first she'd sit me in the middle room, and she'd put on All My Children in General Hospital, which is why I'm so screwed up in the head. And then afterwards, we'd go into the kitchen, she'd give me dessert, and we'd dance to the standards until my mother and father came and picked me up. And that music, when she passed away, the music was all I had to remember her by. But I fell in love with more than just the music, which is such feel-good music. I fell in love with the era, with the class and the cars and the suits. You know, I love it all, and now I get to live it all.
You a good fella?
I consider myself a good fella.
Now, not that this music doesn't work now, and it does. I mean, you do it really well. But do you feel like you were born 50 years too late?
No, I feel like I was born at just the right time, because if I was born 50 years ago, I'd be a dime a dozen.
Ah. That's true. You know. Mm-hmm. Are you the new Dick Contino? Do you know who that is?
Who?
Dick Contino. He played the Italian Fest here in Milwaukee for about 4,000 years.
Yeah.
He was here he was a staple. So I feel like you're the new gen.
Carrie, the kid, the 20-year-old kid from Long Island would know Vic Contino.
Exactly. But it's Dick. Anyway.
Listen, I hope I am, but then I hope I am for just a couple of years, and then we can move to, like, the arenas. You know what I mean? Huh? Then we get enough people coming.
But okay.
I love doing the feast. It's the best time I have performing is doing the Italian festivals and everything, because it's like, you know, it's for my people. I'm in my element.
But you'd like to branch out from there. Like you said, you'd like to do, you know, some stadium gigs or arenas, right? I mean, that's kind of the goal.
Well, I do rooms from 500 seats all the way up to 3,500 seats, and you know, it's pretty exciting to see the demographic. You know, I usually people when they hear my music, they're like, oh, the old ladies must go nuts for you, which is true. I got a lot of brassieres on stage with a lot of heavy wiring. I also get younger generations. You know, people my age. You know, kids younger than 10. People in their 30s and 40s, just so many people could relate to this music. It really is a beautiful thing.
So what was your background before you were singing? What was your high school job, Sal, there in Long Island?
I was a pizza delivery boy.
God, you are so...
For who?
Is that stereotypical? Am I painting like a... And that's not even a joke. Like, people think that we came up with this whole persona, and Tommy's an actor, and then they meet us, and they're like, wait, you guys are the same. Yeah. No, you know.
Who did you deliver?
I can't say the word on the air. Never mind.
That's okay. Who did you deliver pizzas for? A chain, or was it like your uncle's place or a neighbor?
No, it was another cousin of mine. This place, D'Angelo's.
Okay.
I
used to deliver pizza in this like very ritzy Long Island neighborhood in a Cadillac, which is like the most counterproductive thing you could do. You might as well light $100 bills on the floor.
Right. I mean, you didn't think of like getting a bike or a
Prius?
You know.
A Prius? No.
Come on, go Greensdale.
No, I have the wrong equipment for a Prius. I'm not driving a Prius.
So when
I'll stick to my big caddies.
So when
I was burning all my paychecks, so it was actually my Uncle Joe, another good guy who you know helped me get to where I'm at today. He said my friend has this restaurant. Every Thursday night he wants entertainment. He'll give you $100 for 3 hours. And I thought I was John D. Rockefeller.
Wow.
I wasn't beating on my Cadillac. So I was like, all right, I'll do it. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I was delivering pizzas, and I was what Simon Cowell said. I was a singing pizza, extra cheese. You know what I mean?
What are you driving now?
But right now I'm driving a new Cadillac.
Okay, all right.
Things are falling into place for you. Not even 22, you're driving another Cadillac.
Can you
now
believe that?
Yeah.
That was the first, one of the first things I did. I had my first stage show in my entire life was at the Paramount here on Long Island, and it sold out 3 times over. So I sold over 4,000 seats. And it was like such a surreal experience for me. And I would always do right by everybody else because that's how I was raised. And
everybody gets a taste.
One of my best friends comes up to me and he's like, Sal, why don't you go get yourself something nice for Christmas?
You look like a gangster.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to get myself, right? I drove a 1998 Cadillac DeVille, right, with the white wall tires and the chrome rims and everything. I'm driving down the turnpike here, and I'm going, what the hell am I going to get myself? Finally, I pass a Cadillac dealership, and sitting right in front is the brand new 2017 CT6 with all the trimmings and everything. I said, that's what I want for Christmas. I sent a picture to my friend. He goes, what the hell did you do? I said, you said buy something nice. I said, yeah. I said buy something nice. I'll mortgage your house. So I went. I got myself a new Cadillac.
So if I'm coming along, something nice, talking to Sal Valentin.
Very nice.
Sal Valentin, help me with your last name, Sal.
Valentinetti.
Valentin.
You could have Googled it. How are you?
Got a lot going on here in the morning, Sal. If I'm coming to Long Island, and you said you were a pizza delivery kid when you're in high school, who has the best? Yes. Where am I going to go for the best slice?
D'Angelo's. Who he went?
Best slice of what?
Best
slice of grandma pie. Best slice of cold cheese. Best slice of pepperoni. Where do you want to go? What do you want?
Stop yelling, Sal.
Obviously, he's not even qualified to ask this question.
Right. I had no idea.
Exactly. You need to go back and really think about this before you bring this back up to me, Bob. Was that Bob or Brian?
No, that was Bob.
So if I can get to Long Island, and there are planes flying from Milwaukee to New York every day, it could happen. I could show up at your doorstep this afternoon. Where are you going to take me?
God.
Where are you going to? Hey, I thought we were all friends here.
You're
Sal.
Getting a little big for your britches.
We're gonna go to D'Angelo's for a slice of grandma pie.
Okay. Where are we gonna go for cocktails afterward if I'm in Long Island?
We're gonna go to my pal Maddie over at 388.
Oh, 388.
We're gonna have some drinks. Listen, it's my partner. I'm opening up a restaurant in Delray Beach, Florida.
Anybody
out there who has a summer place in Delray, you're gonna come to my spot, Salvatore's, this winter.
Delray, we're there.
You come to my spot.
Things are moving along for you nicely, Sal.
Yeah.
I mean, you're playing Festa this weekend. You've been on America's Got Talent. Heidi Klum loved you, right?
And I just released my first album.
You got an album out. You just bought a caddy. You got a restaurant opening.
What about a lucky lady?
Yeah.
I got a few lucky ladies. But the luckiest
when are you going to settle down?
Because in the morning, I'm free for her.
You know, but think about settling down.
You know,
look at him. He's got a nice girl. He's settling down now.
There you go.
Exactly. So have you been to Milwaukee before, Sal?
I have never been to Milwaukee, and I heard the girls there are absolutely knockout.
You'll love it.
Right?
You are right.
I think you're going to enjoy yourself, Sal. I think you're going to enjoy yourself.
I should. You know what? I was just in Detroit. I had a fun weekend. I had Detroit on Friday, Buffalo on Saturday, Detroit on Sunday. And we broke records in both cities. Actually, Buffalo, the New York State Police came in, and they shut down the Buffalo Skyway because there were so many people trying to get into the feast.
This is the largest and oldest Italian festival in the country. This is where, I mean, you're going to get Chicago up here. You're going to get everybody. You're going to love it.
This is the largest.
Yeah, it is.
You always know you're in for a good time when the police show up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's how you know we're doing it right. When the police try to shut you down,
there you
that's
go.
How you know you're having the right amount of fun.
There Bing. Was always a little harassment.
Bing, pow! tell you the same thing I told you last time. What's that, Sal? I'm sorry.
You know what the FBI stands for?
What does the FBI stand for?
Be careful.
Forever bother an Italian.
Oh. Hey! Bing, pow!
All those agents in
the my wife.
Yeah, never mind.
Please.
Tell you
Sal,
the same thing I told
great
you before.
To talk to you. Thanks for taking time.
Good luck.
Just a couple plugs. The album is The Voice EP. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, and on SalTheVoiceNY.com. Our reality show, That's Life, comes out later this year. It's very exciting. You can get the Sal the Voice Moji app in the App Store and the Play Store. And, of course, as always, I will be at the Festa Italiana this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with my band, Black Tie Brass. They're fantastic. Everybody's going to love it.
Don't forget the place in Delray Beach. Where? What?
My spot.
Oh, Salvatore's on Delray Beach.
All right.
We're looking at a spot right on Atlantic.
All right.
That's very nice.
Sal, thanks for the time this morning.
Bob, Brian, Kerry, thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. Sal Valentinetti will be at, like you said, Festa this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
I think we had more fun with us.
He was a good sport.
No, he was great.
He was awesome.